Zog de Gemara, Daf Kuf Hei, Omer Aleph, the second line. Kosav ois achas nutriken. If someone writes, one ois nutriken. Nutriken means an abbreviation.
So Rashi in the Mishnah says he made a dot on the letter.
Or be'etzim, it could be a letter that connotes, that implies a whole word. So there's a machlokes. Do we see in the nutriken, since I see the whole word, I see the word by mem, I know it says meiser. Kuf, I know I see carbon. So memelet, we have mechayev you, or no? You have to etzim write, and if you didn't write etzim to oisis, you're going to be pot. Omer Rabbi and Zimra, binayin alosh of nutrikim in the Torah. That a Gemara dashes the etzim din of nutrikim, a remez in the Torah, that we see Rosh Tevis. Shenemar, ki av hamoin goyim nesaticho. It says by Avram Avinu that the Eibishter made him an Av Amoin Goyim. So Av Nesaticha Leumois. Av, the Lashon Av Amoin Goyim, the Aleph of Av is, I made you an Av. Aleph stands for Av. Bochur Nesaticha Leumois. The Bay stands for Bochur. Hamoin. Hamoin, the Hei and the Ches interchange. So Choviv Nesaticha Leumois. I made you Choviv. The mem of Hamoin is Melech Nesaticha Leumois. Vosek Nesaticha Beumois. Neman Nesaticha Leumois. So all this is Merumez Benutriken, the Rosh Tevis, of the letter Aleph Beis, Hey Mem Vav Nun, stands for Choviv, Neman, all these things. Melech, etc. Vosek, Zog de Gemara, Rabbi Yechonin, Didei Omar, another Nutriken. It says, Anoichi, it says Adibus, it says, Anoichi Hashem Alekecho, what's the nutrikin of Anoichi? Ano Nafshi Kesivas Yahavis. The Abish is saying, I wrote the Torah and I gave it. Ano Nafshi Kesivas Yahavis. I wrote the Luchos, I wrote the Torah, and I'm giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu to call you so. Rabbona Namri, the nutrikin of Anoichi is, Amira Ne'ima Kesiva Yahavi. Amira Ne'ima, the saying, the dibur was Noim, Ksiva Yahavi, and I gave it written, inscribed. I gave the Ksav. But all both are Rosh Tevis of Anoichi. Now the truth is, the drushes are Yisodis the Gedrushes, because the Medrash is a Machlokes. Who did the Eibush himself write the Luchos? Kaviyochol wrote and carved out the Luchos? Or the Eibush said the dibur to Moshe Rabbeinu? And that's how the luchas became carved on their own. So that's merumas in the machlokes over here, Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbonon. If Anoichi is nitriken, ano nafshi ksivis yahavis, I myself wrote it and gave it. So that's the tzad of the medrash that the Eibishter carved out the luchas. And Rabbonon that say, amira ne'ima ksivis yahavis, the Eibishter spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and while he spoke, b'nes, the luchas were being carved out. So I know amira ne'ima, the amira caused the ksiva yahave, that it was a ksiva to be given over, the 2 days in the medrash, is the machlokes over here in the Gemara. And the Mashal points out over here that the pasuk that says, Va'aluchois Maisa Lakim Hema, would be gufetoli in the Havana, in Maisa Lakim. Is Maisa Lakim that the Eibishter actually carved it out, or through the Dibur it became carved out? That's called the Maisa Lakim. But the Mashmois of Maisa Lakim is Mashma more that the Eibishter actually carved it out. Ike d'amri, the Gemara brings another pshat, is anoichi l'mafreya. That anoiche, the nutrikin of anoichi, you have to read it l'mafreya, from the end to the beginning. Meaning, yud, chof, nun, aleph. Yehiv no ksiva, ne'monim amoreho. Yehiv no ksiva, it was given written. It was written that it was given ksuva. Yehiv no ksiva, ne'monim amoreho. And the Nemonim Amoreo are its words. And the Mashal points out over here that the Torah was given Ksuva. It wasn't given Baal Peh. And that's taka the reason why we have the Gemara in Gittin says you have to be Kari Mitech HaKsav. You can't read out of the Ksav because it was given Ksuva. And the reason is because Baal Peh, it can change. It's not going to remain. That's why it's Dafka Ksuva. Tvei Reb Nosson Amri, Ki Yorat HaDerech LeNegdi. This is referring to the Malach that reprimanded Bilam for hitting the donkey that veered off the road. Yira Rasa Notsa.
That's Rosh Tevis Yogat, that the donkey was scared because of the Malach that stood in front of him, so Notsa, so it veered off the path. Tvei Rabbi Shmuel Tono Carmel, it says Geresh Carmel by the Minchas Oimer, that it has to be brought Carmel Rosh Tevis Carmole. Zogt Rashi, Gabi Minchas Oimer Ksiv Geresh Carmel, Shemeviyuk Shilacho, Be'oit Shazera Nefuach, Vakasha Kash Mole Hemeno. The seed is moist and blown up.
Ravacha B'Yankov Omar, V'hu Kilalani Kilolanim Retzes. This is Melochim, David HaMelech is talking about Shimi Ben Geri, that he was mekal him a klolah nimretzes. What is the klolah of Shimon ben Geri? Nimretzes? Nimretzes is nutriken. Noyefu. Noyef is mechamis to the Maisa Basheva. Moyavihu. Moyavi is the fact that he came from Rusa Moyavio. The reish is retzeachu.
The tzadi of nimretzes is tzorerhu. That is referring to he was like a tzorer, but the mechomer with Shol and Doyeg, they were against him. And Tof is Toyevu, so Shimon ben Geri called him a Toyevu, and the Malucha should go to Shaul. Now all this was what he was saying, but the Gemara Nun Vav says, Kol Oimer David Choto Einoi Elo Toye. So obviously all these things were the Kolonim Retzes of Shimon ben Geri, but we believe, of course, that it's a Toz.
Emrach Ba'itzik Omar, Manedaber Umanitztadok, Manedaber Umanitztadok, Nitztadok is Nutriken, Nechoyne Manachnu, that's the Nun. Tzadikim Anachnu, this is talking about the Achi Yosef. When they did not want to, when they realized what happened with the Gevia, so they said, Nechoyim Anachnu, we are right, really. They held they were right in the Machlokes Yosef and the brothers. Tzadikim Anachnu, Tohoyim Anachnu, Dakim Anachnu, Kedoshim Anachnu. These are all different Nutriken. Zog the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek. If someone writes two oisius in two different halomois, that means there was a forgetfulness in one ois, then there was yedi in between, and then he forgot again about the is of koisev, and he wrote the second ois. So since it was done in two different halomois, achas shachis v'achas bein arba'ayim, one was done in the morning, one was done in the evening, that's what Rashi learns. Gamliel says that Yechayev, even though there's two halomas, usually when you do two averis in two halomas, so Yechayev two, so then Yechayev two chatois. Over here, it should split up the ksiv of two oisius. So Gamliel still mechayev it, because if Gamliel holds ein yediyah lechatzishir, the Gemara is going to say, so it's not called a yediyah in between, so it's still matzur of the two oisius, because the yediyah is only after one letter. We'll see in the Gemara. Now Rashi Rabbi says about Shachris and Ben Abayim, came in the Havaleh shows Ben Atayim, since it was a time span in between, Kedei Leida Havaleh Kishtei Alomais. So Rashi's learning is oi oi, meaning either you wrote two oisius in two alomas, or it's Achas Shachris Achas Ben Abayim. Or Rashi's saying that the Shachris and Ben Abayim is like two alomas. But the point is, the Shachris and Ben Abayim is not be'etzim two alomas, it's like two alomas. Because it's so far apart, there must have been a yedi in between, like we had about between Shabbos and Shabbos. There must be a yedi in between every week. So Tosfos argues on this. We'll see Tosfos after we see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, the Maikum Iflagi. What's he said? Machlokes of Gamliel's Mechayev, two oysters with a yedi in between. Gamliel Sova, Ein Yedi Lechatzishir. The idea that took place between Oisius, since it was only after a half a shear of what Yechayev on, that's not called the idea, that's Mechayev you. You need a idea, I'm a Chayeves. You need a idea, if you eat a Kazayis of Chalif, Mishgoga. And then there's the idea, so that idea is the idea, I'm a Chayeves, because Yechayev on Achilles Kazayis. Mashenkin, a idea after one ois is not a idea, I'm a Chayeves. You're not Chayev for one ois, so that idea does not break up the ksivas to oisius, because not a yediyah mechayeves. It's a chatzishir, a yediyah lechatzishir. So Rashi, lechalek kidei shelo yitztarif imo chatzia acher. So the second chatzis is mitztarif. Rabbanon Savri, yesh yediyah lechatzishir. That even though it was only after one ois, that yediyah is a yediyah. So in Mele, we don't see a tziuf in the two oisius. And that's Yisrael Machlokes, Rabbanon, and Ram Gamliel. Now, the Yesh Yediyah L'chatz Yeshir, the Achronim say, the Gemara Meir Simcha says, that the Yediyah prevents him from being Mamshech and doing the Aveira. Right? When a person has the Yediyah, so he doesn't want to write another Ois. That's Gufa preventing him. So now that he does do it again, and he forgets again, that's Gufa being separated, because the Yediyah is separating him from doing the Aveira. I'm not doing the Aveira once his Yediyah. Oops, what did I do? So that separation, because I'm going to back off now from doing the Aveira, when there's Yediyah, so a Mela is no Tziruf in the two Oisiyahs. Because the Yediyah means I made a conscious decision, I don't want to do this Aveira anymore. Because obviously when you have a Yediyah, you don't want to do this Aveira anymore. You want to back off from what you did. We're talking about Shoigik. So the Yediyah is Behedya Mafrid between the two Oisiyahs. That's what Meir Simcha is Magdir Rabbonon. Now Tosis over here says, Rabbi Gamliel Sovar, the second Tosis, Ein Dir L'chatz Yeshir, Nigre Tam Dugam Gamliel, Pshim Dixiv, Oy Hoyda Elim Chatosoy, Yediyas Chatosu Rishmei Yediyah, Avi Yediyah Delav Chatosu Lav Shmei Yediyah, since it says in Posik, Oy Hoyda Elim Chatosoy, so when you ate a Kazayas, so that's the Yediyah, and it's a Hoyda Elim Chatosoy. But over here, you're not going to be Chayev a Chatos on this Yediyah, because it's only on one ois. So Yediyah the Lav Chatos is not called Yediyah. That's the story of Yediyah Amachayefes. Chabonus have a Yesh Yediyah Chatzishir, Zoktaisis, Pirish, Bekuntres. Now he's going back in the Rashi in the Mishnah. Ois Achas Shachas V'Achas Ben Abayim, Kevin Davashos Ben Atayim, Kedeh Leida, Choshim Kishtei Alomahis. It's like two Alomahis. There must have been a time in between that you've known, because it's such a long time span. Zoktaisis V'Ein Nira. Number one, Chadah Davah L'Lefagah Shir Shos. So what's the time span? 1 hour? 7 hours? 12 hours? What does it mean? Shachas ben shachas and later in the day ben abayim. How many hours in between? That's one kasha. Oid omer le'el. We had behedya in the Gemara. We just had in daf kuf dalet omer beis. Kosav is achas b'tzipori v'achas b'tverya. That means you not to get from tzipori to tverya is a time span. It's not a few minutes. So Ibazoi, we see clearly shows Benatayim, and still we see Yechayev. Avagav de Mistoma Yesh shows Kedeh Leida, so you can make the same assumption he must have known. So the assumption that Shachas Ben Abayim is automatically Yediyah, we see Behedya, not like that in the Gemara of Tzipor and Tverya. Venira, so Tosis argues in Rashi, the Mayri Sheyoda Benatayim. We're talking about that there was a Yediyah. Not Pshat, we assumed is a Yediyah, like Rashi is saying. So what does it mean, Shachis? V'achas Shachis, v'achas Arvis, nokat revusa. The chiddush of Shachis and Arvis is the afagav the yesh im ayediyah. Hefsik v'shoz godl benetayim. Even though it is yediyah, and there's an additional time span, still mechayiv Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel still is mitzarif the two ksivas oisiyas. Even though there was a yediyah in between, so maybe yediyah alone is maybe still mafsi. Maybe yediyah alone is not enough. But a Yediyah with the shows over here, for sure, Rav Gamliel should be maskim. And still, Rav Gamliel holds that no. Ein Yediyah L'chatz Yishir. And even though there's a time span between, the Shachas and Ben Abayim is only L'Ravusa of Rav Gamliel. That's a Tosel and Zasugya. Hadin Aloch Haboyna, Hadin Aloch Haboyna, Hadin Aloch Haboyna. Zog the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Ho'oyrik Shloisha Chutin Betchila. If someone weaves 3 threads, and he starts off that way. When you start off, you have to start off that the fabric has to be tight and strong. So in the beginning, you chayev by 3 threads. Va'achas ala orig. But if you have an existing weave already, so then you chayev even for 1 ariga. You don't have to have 2. 3 when you start off, usually 2. 3 when you start off, but if it's on an existing, so then 1 is enough. Chachom say no. Bein betchila, bein besoif. Doesn't make a difference if he's starting off or if it's not starting off. Soif l'chor doesn't mean soif, because we said before that when you mashlim ois achas b'sefer, chachomim that argue on Rabbi Lozer agree, mitaris hashloma. So it just means not the beginning. Chachom ha'omim b'ein mitchila b'ein b'soif, shiur ha'beis chutin, the shiur is always tu chutin. Tosis, right away, Bavarns this, oimeri, the Chachom is saying, Bein betchila, Bein besoif, meaning tchila and soif. Veloi gatsinon, Bein beemtza, Bein besoif. Why? Beemtza and besoif would seem to imply that soif is dafka. Tchila and Sof just means beginning or not the beginning. Emtza implies that the Sof is a real Sof. Then can't have a mashma with Sof, I beg and mamish. V'asim, I feel like Rabbanu moide the chayiv. I feel like achas. Over there, Rabbanu would be moide even one chut. Can I mean with Sof, beg Rabbanu, like we had in the Gemara, that Kosovo is achas, v'shlima le Sof, even Rabbanu agree a chayiv. But if you're not going to be emtza, so also sharpen the soif, loy be soif mamish koma. It doesn't mean the last thread, because then everyone would agree that one would be enough. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ha'oise shtei botei nirin. So we'll see in the Gemara, but this is the Tiferes Yisrael writes in the Nakdoma. He says that a person should go to an oireg and see the meleches botei nirin. Because without that, it's something that's kosher ma'oid la'avin. As is the lashon of the Tiferes Yisrael. So we'll have a picture over here. We'll try to see, understand it exactly in the Gemara. Ha'oise shtei batenirin. Benirin. If someone makes two batenirin, now batenirin basically is when you want to weave horizontal and vertical, the only way that you can weave is if you have threads that are go, left you have six threads. Thread number one is above, goes down. Thread number two goes up. Thread number three goes down. Thread number four goes up. Five down, six up. That's going in one direction, horizontally. Now, when you want to put in the other thread that goes vertical, the orev into the chassis, so then it's only because one is up and one is down. So when you put it through it, and now you turn it around, now suddenly six that was up before goes down, five that was down before goes up, it goes the opposite. So now when you turn it back, it goes this way. And then when you go up again, it goes this way. It goes up and down inside. So that's how it's being woven. How do you ensure that it's lifted? How do you lift threads and put threads down and lift and down? And then when you go in the other direction, from north to south and from south to north, how do you switch them around the whole time? So that's by pressing on a pedal. That's how an example of a weaving loom. And like this, it goes up and down, and it goes this, and like this, and then that's how you create a weave that goes in all directions, and you have it automatically. So the botenirin is how do you hold up those threads? Botenirin is like a tabas that's holding it up. So it's held up. That's a base nir. And those are so placing it in the botenirin, placing the thread, setting up the weaving loom, that's the malacha. This is the amalacha of setting up the weaving loom. Ha'oise shtei botei nirin benirin bekirus benapa bekivra ubesal. Now there are different toldos. You can also have a basket that's woven. You know those baskets that are woven made out of bamboo, soft bamboo panels? So that's also the same yisoid. It starts from the bottom and the top, that it's in a way that, and then it goes in and out. The same mahalach. So oyster shtei batenirin benirin bekirus benapa bekivra uvesal. In all these, you are chayev. Now there is really a study to gemachlokes in the rishonim. Is the etzim setting it up the chayev, or not the setting it up, but actually going through it, through the batenirin and starting the weaving process? Even though that's ariga, that is the chayev of oyster shtei batenirin. So that's how Rashi learns in different places, but the Tosfos is the Pashtus, is the setting it up, that is the Oyser Shtebanin, in putting it in the near. Bekirus, Benapo, Bekivro, Vesal, Yechayev. Vatoyfe based Tviras, and if someone makes two stitches, so Yechayev on that also. Vakorea, Amanas, Litvor based Tviras. If you tear, usually tearing is Makalkal, but if you're doing it, Amanas, Litvor based Tviras, you're also going to be Chayev. Zog the Gemara. Ki also Rav Yitzchok, Tony, Rav Yitzchok said as follows. Shtayim, Rav Yitzchok said, Shtayim, that Yechayev on the Ariga, weaving, is two chutin. Not like we said in our Mishnah 3. Frag the more of Anantanan Gimel, so come on, Loikasha, depends what kind of threads. Hoba Lima, Hoba Katina. If the threads are very thick, so then it needs two or three. We'll see in the Gemara. Hoba Katina. But if the threads are very thin, so then it needs a different formulation, either two or three. And the Gemara says, Amin lola haigisa, Amin lola haigisa. Amin lola haigisa, Alima, if it's thick threads, Flos aloy sasri. So when you have three chutin that you oirik together, that you weave, then it's not going to come apart. However, trei, being that they're very thick, two don't hold. It's too thick for it to hold in place. Three holds in place. So when it's thick, you need three. When it's thin, then two is enough. Ketina trei nami loy sasri. Even by two, it doesn't come apart. That's one way of learning, that three need, thick need three. When it's very thin, so when you do three, so then it's nicker. You see something. Otherwise, it's not visible. It's so thin. You don't see the three, unless it's three times, then you don't see it. However, when it's thick threads, so even two is sufficient, and it's ready, a yadia, it's visible. It's dovra nira. By something that is ketina, you attack me potter by shnaim, because it's not yediyah, it's not nira.
Who is the kasher osra avdimi? Would
the Chumash
say two, though? In other words,
Avdimi, what do you mean? Rav Yitzchok, what do you mean? Rav Yitzchok, toni shtayim. So shtayim, we're assuming now that zok drashi, ki osra Rav Yitzchok toni masnis in hochi, Rav Eliezer oime ha'orik beis chutim betchilo. So Rashi's pointing out correctly. Rashi's saying that Kiosk Rav Yitzchok Toni Masnis in Ochi, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Beis Chutim B'Tchilo, and not Shloisha B'Tchilo. And that's the Kasha. I, the Mishnah, said that Rabbi Eliezer argues in Tchilo also. Because till now, the Machloikas and Echad Ala Orig, that's clear Machloikas. That you always need two, even if after you had one existing one. One plus one is not automatically two. It's in betchil. But he's gairus. In betchila, he says that you need three in the Mishnah. And over here, he says that he's tani two. And that Gemara wants to say that it's not a machloikus. It depends if it's thick or thin. Lahagis or lahagis. Zog the Gemara Tanya. Ho oireg gimel chutim betchila ve'echad ala oireg. Yechayev. If you do three chutim betchila in the beginning, you have to start it off. It has to be three. Ve'echad ala oireg. And one in the orig on an existing weave, so then you are chayev. Because once you have an existing, all you need is one more that shits Rabbi Eliezer. The Chomem, no, it doesn't make a difference if it's existing. Bein betchilim, bein besoif, shirum, bein schutin, you always have to have two. Zok di gomara, uve sofa, and when you weave, you know, even after you have a beget, there's a at the end you have like an additional seam. Ubisofa, when you weave on the seam, so it's beis chutin b'roichav gimel botenirin. Over there, it's two chutin with a roichav of gimel botenirin. Holamaze doime lo oirek tziltzul cotton. When you want to be oirek, a small tziltzul zogdrashi chagura k'tzora, a small belt that's not so wide. So it's the minimum width is three botenirin. So that's what the sofa is doime to that. The weave on the sofa, either because it needs to be stronger on the sofa, so it needs beis chutin b'roichav gimel botenirin, like the minimal amount of weaving a belt, cotton, which is also beis chutin b'roichav gimel botenirin. V'oireg gimel chutin b'tchila, if someone is oireg three chutin b'tchila, ve'echad ala oireg yichayev. Now, echad ala oireg is clearly Rebbe Loza Shita. And also gimel betchila, because the chomis say bein betchila bein beserv, it's always beis. So zok the gemara stomach Rebbe Lozer. Tanya idoch, we learned in another brisa, oirik beis chutin ala gas vala imra. If someone is oirik two chutin on a gas is oirik harbe, it's thick. Vala imra, imra is the tchila sabeget. So over there, it's also like the edge. So yechayev, Rebbe Lozer oimer afilu echod, even one is enough. Uve sofa, and when it's on the sofa, the sofa is the whole seam at the end of the beged. So shnei chutin, like we said before, b'roichav shloisha batenirin yechayev. On mazed doime, this is similar. Lo oirik tziltzul cotton shnei chutin aroichav gimel batenirin. Va'oirik beis chutin ala gas v'ala imra, like we said on the thick part and on the edge yechayev. Stoma kirabonon, that it's always beis chutin, and that's stoma like rabonon. Zok the Gemara, ha oise beis botenirin. So the Mishnah said, the melacha, this is the melacha of oise beis botenirin. It's one of the Lamed Tes melachas. Heuse beis bote nirin. Benirin, sagt die Gemara, mai benirin, om abaya, tati, be bote nira, bechade benira. So, here is a picture. Try to visualize a little what the bote nirin are, like I described. It's that tabas that you place the thread in. Oh. So this is, Kovid Elyon is what holds up the strings going in this direction and Kovid Tachton. So it makes it matuach. It's held out very tight. Now, you take the chut of Erev. Erev is this one. It goes this direction. The other direction. Opposite of the Kovid Elyon, Kovid Tachton. It goes this way. Now, these threads, like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, are held up and down in two frames. You see the two frames over here? Frame number one, frame number two. These two frames have tabois in there. These are bote nirin. Since thread number 1, 3, 5, and 7 go, and this is held up, so then they're up. And thread number 2, 4, 6 are held the other direction. This is down, this is up. So that makes the threads now going like this, up and down, up and down. Once it's up and down and up and down, so you can take this chut of orev, the other direction, and put it through. This, the misruk, this thing, is in order to, after you weave, you want to make sure that those threads that you wove are tied together. So you take the misruk, and you push it, so it's not tight. But so this is the process. Now, there could be a pedal over here, that these are the pedals. The pedal makes these two frames go up and down, and this goes this both directions, in and out, and this masrik is the whole time pushing them, so the weave is becoming tight. After you did a few times, a few loops, in and out, in and out. So now, when you place it, bebotinirin, so that is the melacha. Shtei botinirin, you put it in one, and put it in the other one, into the frames with the holes. That is the melacha. Now there's other types of weaving looms. It could be standing up. This one is where you sit down, you press the pedals. This is where you're standing up, and you go in front of you. Different echetimtzes of how to do it. If you go to Colonial Williamsburg, yeah, you can see it in life, live happening in front of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's kedai to go, and you see the old weaving process. I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky once said, when someone came to him, he made a whole book on Melech HaShabbos. So he said, when he was younger, he went to a place in order to see it. You have to visualize it. It's very hard without visualizing what it is. So Gemara says, "My benira, what's the oisa beit botenirin? Om rabaye tati be botenira v'chad benira." That is the market chutin, and you stell them back in such a way. That is the malach of asiyas malach of botenirin. Zok the Gemara, Bekirus, my Bekirus, Omerav Mitsuviso. Mitsuviso is the second picture of the weaving loom. The one that's actually this one. The one that you press the pedal that's sitting this direction. The other one is the other direction. Zok Rashi, Ha'orgim Beregel. Like I said, the pedals that go up and down, that bring the frames up and down. Let's see the last Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Va'atefe Beis Tfirois. We know already then when you make two stitches, that's a mission ein gimel that you chayev for a teufer. So Gemara mishum kaboy lemisli sefer vakorea manas litvar beis tviros. It says when you tear in order to make two stitches, then you chayev on that tearing. So Gemara katoni nami a teufer vakorea. It says teufer and korea in the mission ein gimel. So what are you telling me? Stitching and tearing. So Gemara nami tanina ba'avos melachos. The next Mishnah on Amud Beis, where it says Hakorea bechamosoi, if someone tears out of anger, Val Meisoi, because he's tearing Kriya Loilenu, Mishumachi Gatoni, Hatoyv Shtei Tviros. That over there, it's not considered a Mekalka. We're going to discuss that Gemara, that Mishnah. So because of that, we want to mention that Mishnah. So we mention over here that Korea and Toifah based and Korea Manas Litvor, Toifah and Korea Manas Litvor. Zog the Gemara. What's echetimtze that you korea in order to be teufer? Zog the Gemara, Tafkuf Hamad Beis, the of the kikisso. You make the beged kikisso. If let's say the beged is miskapeles, so then it's not equal. You, in order to stitch, so it, since it's there's bubbles in there, you tear it open. Once it's torn open, now I can stitch it back together. So it's korea manas litvar. That's the case of korea manas litvar. We'll stop over here. The top of the omet by the Mishnah.